Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As Ari pointed out, if you caught the local news, the Target layoffs happened today, and they were not handled in a smooth, efficient way. Did you see how this played out, Dave Harrigan? So we knew from last week that they would either restructure or eliminate just short of 2,000 jobs. So that included about 815 here in the cities. Today, those employees, and this absolutely stinks. This stinks. Nobody wants to get this email. They get an email at 8 a.m. And they're told to join an audio call an hour later with human resources. So, important information. Guess what? The audio did not work for at least half of it, prompting human resources to repeat the information and then send them a follow-up email. Those who still have their jobs receive emails at 9:17 a.m. Oh, look who's here. Look who's here. Susie's here. Can I just say I've come to this conclusion. I'll get to Target in a second.
Okay.
You talk often about your dating life, right?
Your dating life, yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes we talk about your sex life.
We do.
We're your backup. We are, Dave. We're the fallback. You know, because when she gets to work the afternoon drive and Jason and anybody who's filling for Jason, it's the cat's meow.
Yeah, chat. You guys are chopped liver.
It's a new date.
Probably baked some treats herself last night.
But when she can't work with, you know, the afternoon drive show and has to settle for the midday show. She's in, you know, maybe she's in, maybe she's not.
Yeah, I'm in. Because when you cracked on me down in the newsroom about no treat, I meant to get you one yesterday, and you know I got caught up. I think people in this room fail to remember that my primary job is a news person.
Dave?
That means that my first priority is to what's happening in the world, particularly here in Minnesota.
No, that's not it.
Events, serious stories.
You're misinformed.
I feel like I'm not.
I don't think it's a matter of forgetting. I think we just don't agree.
Yeah. We philosophically disagree.
With my attitude toward my job.
Not even your attitude, but just priorities.
My priorities.
The priorities are this. How can I make Chad and Dave happy? Mm-hmm. That's one. Two, how can I enhance the show? Mm-hmm. Right? And three,
what can I bring for you to eat?
What can I leave in the sink?
Yeah. Three is what can I leave in the sink and when will I get to it? Four is...
Oh, there's a four? I just wanted one, two, three.
How will I destroy the microwave with my oatmeal?
Where's Lindsay Peterson? And how many more days can I get? And five, hang on. let me get to some local news. That's how I see it. Let me just review again. How can I make Chad and Dave happy? One. Two, how can I help the show? Three, how can I destroy the... what was three again? Destroy the microwave was four, I think.
Sink.
Sink. Yeah.
Sink first,
yeah.
Then microwave.
Sink. How can I destroy the sink? Three and four. Kind of a combo. If you want to make them three A and B, that's fine. And then get to local news four. That's how Dave and I see it. Do you push back in any way?
I do.
Yeah.
Many I do's. I feel like my core is really news and will always be. Okay. And I know that you busted my chops about that.
Yeah.
But there was some news going on yesterday and today. You talked about it.
Yeah, we did.
Attorney General Keith Ellison.
Snap. Yeah.
Talked to a gentleman at Second Harvest. They're
compassionate.
Hurting. Yeah. And, and I have to tell you, I have extreme Catholic guilt, as you well know. My little tender heart sometimes thinks you're really mad at me, and then you give
me
a hug.
Have I ever been mad at you?
No.
Legitimately?
No.
Not once.
You've been stern. I think you've been stern.
I'm just playing a joke on you.
No, but you have been stern on occasion. You know when you're stern?
Yeah.
You will, and I appreciate this,
point
out if I'm running a story that's too old.
Yeah.
Which I
think that's
is fair.
Stern. That's just helpful, isn't it?
I mean, we're all about learning.
When you broke down the Titanic last week, I just thought, you know, it seems like we should have had that. So did you get a treat?
I did. And I was going to go to Keys, but it's past 2 o'clock, so they're closed.
Oh.
So I got you a chocolate brownie. And you know what I got for myself?
Yeah. How about Dave?
Well, Dave can have some of this. He's down on sweets just like I am. But I think a Rice Krispie treat is not a sweet. Even though I look
what?
I think all the sugar disagrees.
What classification? Is that a vegetable?
It's cereal.
It's a Rice Krispie brick. That thing's huge.
Yeah.
So I will cut that up.
Thank you.
And you guys can taste the sweets today. And
you also.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Are you back?
I'm back.
Thanks.
Laura's back. Laura was in New York. She had a kick butt trip.
I know. She had a lot of pictures, and I said, Plymouth? ? She hasn't responded. Thank you.
So you got the story about Target. That was
interesting. We're getting to it. Right?
Well, I was going to say that the Star Tribune had that they had a call out.
Well, that's what I'm laying out. So let's go over it again. 8 a.m. email, you got to be on a call. 9, I'm here for the call. The audio doesn't work. Then you get a follow-up email. And then 9:17, you get an email. Hey, guess what? You're still employed.
Wow.
This is how Target thought they should handle this.
Right.
I get it. It's not a small company. And there's no easy way to be let go, bought out, what it might be. But they couldn't have planned?
It's a little shoddy.
It's clownish.
Well, and I'm a reporter, but I can make that assessment because I think if I'm being let go, I want to be treated with, especially what if you're a long timer, you know?
Right.
You don't want to get some hodgepodge way of being left out. I mean, clearly Target is not very forthcoming in its desire to put a good image out. They do advertising, but they're really hard to get an interview with.
Their PR has suffered the last few years, don't you believe?
They could use that.
They could use. So, and I get it. It's 815 people, and some might say it's not realistic for us to meet with everyone.
Really?
Okay. A lot of other people would push back. Mm. But an email the morning of... And then the audio doesn't work, and then you get informed again. And then, by the way, Dave, how about if you're somebody else and you're sitting there, okay, it's 8, it's 8:15, it's 8:30, 9:17, oh, I stole the job.
Awful. It's obviously they didn't plan for it to go that way as far as the audio being screwed up, but getting an email at 8, you obviously everybody knows what's going on at Target,
right?
Especially those working.
And they're
Target.
On, you know.
Yeah, getting the email at 8 a.m. just starting your day. Hey, HR's looking for you. Yeah. Oh, great. I'm going to have the next hour of dread and then have it drag on and drag on. Whether you're getting fired or not, that's the absolute wrong way to do it. Don't email me if I'm part of the layoffs. At 8 a.m.,
right.
Hey, I'm ready for the day. I got up early, got the coffee on. Gross. But finally got the kids off to work, and you're telling me now I'm going to be fired, but I have to wait an hour?
We are a radio company here. We are an audio. A lot of people now say
audio company.
We're an audio company. That's right. We're an audio company. And at times, we screw up our audio. We do. The HD took longer than it should, sometimes the app. So... By no means am I saying, hey, the company I work for and would like to continue working for is flawless with their audio. I get it. So we all screw up. But, man, you can't even get the audio. I mean, how many times have you tested out the audio when you're about to tell 815 employees, thank you, but no thank you?
Yeah.
And there's no easy way to do it. And we probably could open up the phone line to awful. In fact, if you want to text me or call, awful ways you were fired. Because I want to get this caregiver story, too. But maybe you want to defend Target. Maybe say, hey, guess what? Corporate world, they have millions of employees. They're closing their ranks a little bit like Amazon is, where there's AI or it's profit situation. And maybe you're like, hey, suck it up, buttercup. Big companies do that. Big companies can do it better. And remember when Target, kind of like KOC with injuries and Carson Wentz, culture, culture, culture? Exactly, isn't a lot of good culture here, right?
Clearly, they're struggling a little bit there.
To say the least. You want to react to that? You can. 651-461-9226. Maybe you have an awful way you were fired. Maybe you have a good way. Is there really a good? I guess if you're told to leave and you get paid a lot of money to go away and you really didn't want to stay there, that'd be pretty good.
I'd take just a singing telegram. That would be nice.
Do we still have singing telegrams?
If we don't, I'm going to get back into the business.
Maybe that's why you leave here. And first of all, if you do leave here, I will run you over in a car. I may not kill you, but I will injure you, and I will not be fine.
Yeah. Take my chances.
Take your chances. Want to share an awful story about a firing? You can. Let's also get to the caregiver numbers, because it is a huge number. And what are we doing about that? 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just quick show conversation, as we believe in transparency here. Just received a text. I'm tired of the back and forth with you and the employees. I get it. Some people want, hey, everybody, hot take. Let's go fast. And not engage in any of the nonsense. And there are times, like today, we came out right away on the SNAP benefits, just like we did yesterday. And other serious topics. And we try to do both. We really do. I'm not saying it's exact science, and I'm not saying you have to agree. But I don't want to be the show where it's all just idle nonsense. But I think Susie's great. I think she's fun. I think she's funny. I think my philosophy is, I think a lot of listeners like feeling like they're on the inside, that they're part of it. We have people in this building in brain wizard positionary. Let's go with that one. Make that word up.
One of my favorite positions.
Who agree with the text? Get to it right away. Right? So there's just a debate on that. I don't see us changing. I hope you feel like that there's a mix of serious topics, like we're ripping Target here. And some people say, no, I'd rather have the fun, silly, and some people like to have the serious. So understand, I get it. You can have different opinions on this. Awkward, awful firings. Again, if you just join us, Target, they're letting go a total of 1,800, 850 in town, and the email goes out at 8 a.m. They got to tell somebody at some point, right, Dave? Right? So do they say the day before, hey, we're gonna reach out to you if you're on the list? There's no good way, right? I was bought out when I was at the Fan because Bain, I think it was Bain at the time, they were billions and billions in debt. And when Kathleen got pregnant and my life turned upside down, I was going to become the Arizona Cardinals play-by-play announcer. I went to Dan, and Dan was like, hey, good timing, because I really want to do my own thing. And he's done a great job, right? So I moved early in the day, and they were still paying me afternoon. I'll just be really honest. They were paying me afternoon drive type of money. And eventually one boss got fired, one boss left. And so when they were on Obama's inauguration day, I think it was like $400 million with employees. And I got a call from my friend, my former intern, and now still the great program director for the Fan, Chad Abbott. He called me like 8:30, and there was a bit of silence before he talked to me. And we had known for months there were going to be either firings or buyouts. I was a contract employee, so they had to pay me money for a while. And Chad's still my friend. Greg Swedberg's still my friend. But they called me. They gave me a little bit of a heads up to get emails. When I went in there, they were great. Other people great. The guy who was then running the station, I won't acknowledge his name right now, brought me in and said, we have a document for you to sign as you leave. And I go, what's this? It's a exit clause, and it'll give you a certain amount of pay. And I said, Mike, I have a contract. And I've talked to my lawyer, and my contract is enforceable here for the what we've negotiated for the amount of time that you're required to pay me. They were trying to pay me. This guy, they tried to trick me into it. Like 1/20th the amount of money? That was not Abbott in any way. That was not Swedberg in any way. They were tremendous. That was BS. Just trying to. And then again, in this uncomfortableness, because it wasn't great, where I said, I just went after finished, and he said, you want to talk about, oh, no. You know, I what was there to say? I had had 19 years there, felt good about some of the things I did, and a lot of people there liked, and I still wish them the best. And he goes, well, we're going to have to escort you out of the building. And I go, I just literally want to go upstairs and get my kids' pictures, and you can escort me then. And he's like, no, you can't do that.
What, are they going to box them up and FedEx them to you?
You have to leave right now.
Unbelievable.
And to Greg Swedberg's credit, and I mean this in all sincerity, he goes, Mike, he's fine. Let him get his pictures. And I walked up there, grabbed pictures. Both of them said, we'll talk in the next couple of days, and we did, right? That's one person who handled part of that crappy when other people did not. And so I got a call 8 in the morning. You know, did I want to then tell people close to me? No. Was it 815? No. Had I been there for a long time? Yes. So everything is not going to be analogous. But, man, if you get an email about a phone call where they're saying, don't come in anymore, just me, let's make sure the audio works.
Be good.
And do you really want to then be sitting there till 9:17 and you find out you still have a job? What was that time like? Was this like some game show? Target, come on. This is your best? Really? Absolutely. Should get the criticism. Scott has called in. Scott, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. So should I just start at the beginning and keep a long story short about being fired?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So my company got bought out by an outfit that was based in Jackson, Mississippi. I worked up here in the cities, lived here a long time, Minnesota native. Got bought out by a company in Jackson, Mississippi. We were a fairly small company. They were huge. The first thing they did was get rid of like HR people and IT people. But sales and purchasing and inventory, they said they were going to leave that alone. So time goes by, quite a few years actually. And I think the manager decided that he wanted to centralize everything in Jackson. So, you know, rather than doing maybe the right thing and just giving us that excuse, we went through a bunch of fabrications and things that I won't even go into. And they flew me down to Jackson, Mississippi anyway, under the premise that a number of us from around the country were going there for some training.
Mm. And then that's when they let you go?
There,
oh, jeez.
Yeah, they take me into a room and they fire me. Wow. And then they take me in another room and insist that I call myself and change my plane ticket so I could go back to Minneapolis like ASAP rather than a couple days later like I was supposed to.
That's awful. Man, I'm sorry you went through that, Scott. I hope it worked out much better with your next job.
You know, it did. My daughter's boyfriend said he knew there was something great in store for me, and I've never felt more blessed and lucky than getting away from that company and getting to the one I'm with now. So,
fantastic. Scott, I'm glad it worked out. Thanks so much for listening. Call in another time.
All right. Thanks a lot. You guys take care.
You too. Among the texts, I was let go by boss via email while I was on a beach in Hawaii. I was one of three employees in the company. Come on. There are three employees, and you can't call the person. Unless, and again, there are legal repercussions, ramifications, or potential. You got three people. Unless there was some serious malfeasance, violations of the law, that's cowardice.
Yeah.
Right? Come on.
That's pretty weak.
Yeah, and to most decent people, buying out, letting people go, firing them, I'm sure they hate it. But then you see stories like this and you think, actually, they don't hate it. They have no problem with it. And they should have a problem with it. A number of years ago, my coming together, everyone in our division, about 150, one of the managers told us there was a message coming to us from the present company. He then proceeded to go to a voice box in front of the room where the president called in for text and told us that half would be laid out. We then had to sign up on a list for me and the HR to find out if we still had our jobs. Oh, great. That's really fun. 150, at you're playing again a game show. Do you have a job or not?
Spin the wheel. Oh. Step on up.
My God. This person says, hey, Target told the old company on Thursday they would be notified today about their job status, so the whole week, weekend to figure that out. Fair, but you still have to handle it a lot better than they handled it today. This is how Target did their last mass layoff 10 years ago in HQ. Employees arrived, got an email telling them which room to report to. Yeah, not good. Let's see, a couple more. At the start of the pandemic, there were four of us in a satellite office downsized over a Zoom. 20 minutes later, HR calls begging us to remember to lock the door when we left. Okay. I mean, I think you can probably figure that out on your own. You know, you can be the decent person, too. You don't have to destroy the place.
Mm-hmm.
But
you don't have to stop others from destroying
it. Yeah, probably should stop others, too. But, you know, what else do I need to do after you've told me I don't have a paycheck?
Turn the lights off. Just turn the thermostat down,
yeah,
to a nice 64, I think, would be good.
Could you walk the dog, too, you know, before you leave? Jamie Yucas is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm on the Jamie Yucas website right now, Instagram account. Encourage all of you to follow it. I mean, right now, looks, Dave, you can take a look here. Looks like she's holding a sign. I hate the Twins. They're dead to me. Get back to me. Dodge your coats. Mm-hmm. Dodge your dress.
Down with TC.
I mean, how long have you hated Minnesota?
Oh, it's not that I hate Minnesota, but I'm not really happy with the Twins ownership. So if you want to go there, we can.
Yeah. Well, but, I'm not either.
The Dodgers actually spend money on their team. They actually spend money on their players. They actually take the players the other team wants and puts them together for a really great team that's in the World Series. So I don't even think this is an argument.
I think what they also do very skillfully, Dave, is they pay one guy $70 million and then they defer $68 million of the contract. That's rather impressive. Okay, what time on a typical work morning do you have to get up? Typical work morning.
Four.
Okay.
Yeah.
How late were you up watching the game before you had to say, I got to get up early?
Well, I think you know I'm pretty notorious for falling asleep on the couch by like 9:45.
Yes.
So I did that. I fell asleep on the couch at 9:45. I then woke up to Doug, like, you know, it like interacting with the game, the anxiety, the and I woke up probably around 10:45. So I probably got a good hour, little nap, and then I was able to stay up and watch the rest.
Pretty good, right? I mean, obviously, Los Angeles, breaking news, it's a pretty big town. But as somebody who's watched a lot of sports and a lot of games, that game wasn't good. That game wasn't great. It was phenomenal. And if you like baseball or you like just theater, whether it's great acting, great singing, great dancing, or great performance, that game had so much last night.
I mean, we had celebrities from all over because it's L.A. Did you know, too, that Brad Paisley, the last time he sang the national anthem at the World Series like he did last night, was 2018, which was the longest ever game in history?
That was the Red Sox game, which I think, wasn't that also 18, Dave, or did that go one more inning? But, yeah, next time Brad Paisley's at Dodger Stadium, bring your sleeping bag.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Okay, so you've been here when this town rallies around an attempt of a championship. What is, because L.A. is so vast, because the Dodgers won last year, what's the difference between the Twin Cities when a team's in the mix versus L.A.?
Well, honestly, I think it's all kind of the same. It's like it's just communities coming together. You know, you've got the here you've got like the donut shops that have, you know, been doing Dodger donuts forever. You've got coffee shops, diners. Everybody wears their Dodger gear out, you know. But you guys would be all doing the same.
Oh, 100%.
But you haven't done it since 1991, yeah. So,
that's
you know.
Accurate.
It's been a minute. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Outside of the links, that is 100% correct. will you find a way somehow to attend one of these games?
Well, Chad, the interesting thing for me this week, I actually have to get on an airplane tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time for Toronto.
Oh.
So that if there is a game 6 and or 7, I will be at those games in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
To report. However, if I'm on the plane, let's say the Dodgers win tonight. Let's say they then win tomorrow while I'm on the plane.
Oh, Jesus.
I will step foot in Toronto and then have to come back because the parade will be Friday.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. I mean, yeah. they couldn't
but
help
that's
that.
My week.
They couldn't help that with because there's a day off between 5 and 6. But I guess when they could get the flights.
Yeah, but how am I going to do? So my whole issue, too, honestly, which I'm sure you guys are dealing with at MSP, no one's trusting that air traffic control will get us in time. So it's like, well, you better go.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm landing at midnight Thursday.
Oh,
it's also, you know, it's going cross country.
Yeah, it's a short flight.
So, yeah, no, it's like going to New York. So,
oh, my God.
I mean, I'm leaving 4:30 Pacific. I don't land till midnight Eastern. So, like, if I left Thursday morning and didn't get there till 4:30 in the afternoon, like, what good does that do?
So let's say Shohei, again, this human being, reached base 9 times last night.
Is he a human being?
No, he's not. He's not a human being. He's now the starting
he's
pitcher.
He's a unicorn.
Yeah, he's proof there is life on another planet. So let's say he wins tonight, and it's 3-1 Dodgers, and now you're on this flight, and let's hope it has the game on. Even though you're now 10 years in Los Angeles, I'm encouraging you to cheer for the Blue Jays. So you're going there for a reason. So there's at least a game 6 minimum.
I know, but you know what would be terrible for me, just personally?
Yeah.
That means that the parade would then happen on Monday. As we talked about a couple weeks ago, I'm now in a master's program, and my classes are on Monday.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
So I don't really know which way to go here. I don't have a win-win situation in any of this. Except that I want the Dodgers to win. I do think a parade on Halloween could be very fun.
And problematic.
And problematic and a little weird.
Yes.
That's okay.
That's good. All right, let's get to a couple other items. Dave found me a story suggesting no matter the age, the miniskirt is back. Are you buying that?
Great. I love it.
Yeah?
My legs are my favorite part of my body. Sure. Let's
yeah.
do it.
Yeah. Have you noticed this?
Not really.
Yeah?
Like, did it ever go out of style?
Dave, you're our female fashion consultant on the show. Not Jamie, not Rena, mm-hmm. not Susie, not Shaletta.
Yeah, I like to tell women what to wear.
Yeah, you're often. Yeah, you're often. Have you felt that the miniskirt has left us and has come back, or has never left us?
I would say it never left, but it diminished. I think the mid-range or the full-length skirt, it's been a little bit more popular the last decade or so, but I think we're all in favor of the mini coming back.
I'm for it. I didn't realize you had your finger on the pulse of this.
Oh, the finger's always on the pulse.
Okay. Would you like to occasionally send Jamie maybe? Jamie will lay out like 3 or 4 items and you'll dictate, not encourage, dictate what
no,
she's going to wear?
No, that's not happening.
Oh.
No.
Oh,
she yeah. doesn't want to pay for my services. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Sounds cheap to me.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap to me.
This sounds really wrong, you guys. Can we move on?
Yes. I read this story in the LA Times because we haven't talked about the fire in a while. I know you deal with this all the time. The Palisades fire. The number of residents who are fleeing. They're just like, I'm not going to rebuild. And in particular, the number of international buyers who are snapping up the places. Can you expand on that a little bit?
It's more problematic in Malibu, to be honest with you. It was the Palisades fire, but just to give people kind of an idea, the Palisades fire, you know, stretched into Malibu, which is 20 plus miles long and, you know, ended up hitting different spots. So it's my understanding. Most of the Palisades residents are rebuilding. They have the money to do it. They were better insured than a lot of people. But the coastline of Malibu is problematic because there's certain restrictions. There's coastal stuff. It's going to take a lot of money. Some people had them as just second homes that, you know, like, do they really want to deal with this again? A lot of them went through the Woolsey fire, other fires. I mean, the coastline could be changed indefinitely because there are a lot of international buyers coming in to buy up what is gorgeous property.
Yeah.
But just not
beautiful property.
Maybe, you know. Yeah.
I am incredibly fortunate and greatly looking forward to because 8 days from today, my son and his fiance Michaela are getting married in Maui, this little place called Maui.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I can't wait. So this will be my first time to go to this magical place since the Lahaina fire.
That's
one of my fears on a place that I think is just magical and mystical. Part of what made it there is the locals, the independents who would live there, and these were their stores decade after decade after decade, and that whether they're national, international, just giant companies are going to come in and potentially give them a big paycheck as opposed to saying, you'll earn that money back, but it might be 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah, but don't forget, Hawaii is very different because there's a lot of different ownership rules when it comes to the Hawaiian people.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Good.
So, yeah.
Last thing, I saw this serious motorcycle, high-speed chase, car crash, and fatality that a lot of the networks were covering out there. Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, to be honest with you, it was just crazy, right? I don't know all the details of it because it just got really, it sounds like it's multi-layered, and it was happening in the middle of the Dodger playoff game. So,
right,
people were switching back. I saw the pictures, but if I'm completely honest, I don't have a lot of info for you.
Yeah, and a deputy was killed out of this, and just it's a really, really sad story. Are you like on a power walk right now?
I am with my friend Helena, who's had to listen to this whole conversation. How do you feel about miniskirts, Helena?
I'm a little old for that.
She says she's a little old for that, but I don't think so. She's got great legs.
No. There shouldn't be any age for that. Where are you walking? In the neighborhood or where else?
In the marina. Oh. Yeah, in the marina.
Very, very nice. Yeah. All right.
So I had to get it in today.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do this to you all the time during COVID.
Oh, I know that.
It's been a minute.
I know that. Well, enjoy the flight. You'll get some miles, I guess.
No, I won't because it's Air Canada.
Oh, jeez. Not good. Not good. Thanks.
None of this is a win.
Yeah. Thanks for ruining the environment. Yeah, man, just flying out there. All right.
Bye.
See you later. Jamie with us, your former partner in crime, Mr. DeRussia, is next. Insurance. Oh, goody. We're all excited about that, right? And we've talked before on the health insurance side and the whole government shutdown situation. This is not the type of insurance I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about the insurance you have for, let's say you have a condo, let's say a house, a cabin, a car. Maybe just you have a car. Or maybe you have a big family. Maybe you have young kids who are driving and you see those rates and you're like, you've got to be kidding me. You need to check in with the office which helps me out, and this same office. Now, Amber has not been running it the entire time because Amber's too young. But when I came back here in 1990, I signed up for this American Family Office because it was so good. And here's how you connect with Amber Scholl, teamscholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. It's not just her. It's with American Family. So it's not like I'm going to tell you, hey, go there and you're going to get car insurance for free or home insurance for free or maybe you have some real estate dabblings. But they will give you a comprehensive look, show you how the office and American Family can help you, and either you're going to switch or you're going to feel better about what you have. Do not hesitate. Amber is great. So is the team. Check them out, teamscholl.com. Jason reminded us that when Susie came here with a chocolate treat,
yeah,
it's National Chocolate Day.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
She brought you the chocolate.
Now another runner. That's joined the show. Can you run until 57?
I don't really know about that much.
Yeah. Can we bet on him? Can you run all the way through the end of the canopy spot?
I think I can do it.
Okay. Let's try.
Pretty tough in those shoes.
I'm not in kind of Yukit shape. I am wearing ridiculous shoes today.
Yeah, they're very shiny.
They're tuxedo shoes. It's for a bit. I'm doing like a social media shoot after work.
Yeah. You're not really wearing tuxedo ready clothes now.
I have a tuxedo jacket in my car.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. And a miniskirt.
A lot of people have contended you're willing to advertise for almost everything.
I've heard that. It's not true.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you would look at this one. Kourtney Kardashian is launching lollipops for your vagina.
Pardon?
Kourtney Kardashian launching lollipops for your vagina. Would you be willing to work with the Kardashian empire?
What's the name of this product? Does it have like a catchy...
I just saw the headline and figured this
That's it? That's
silly.
All you got? Just this classic, be a, Chad, come on!
Be, you know, to avoid the yeast effect.
Drive time. Nobody drive time, we're all about prep. We go into like the first paragraph at least.
Okay. I didn't realize you were pro yeast infection.
I'm anti.
Anti.
Unless that's what you want.
Yeah.
I just want to support whatever your needs are.
For the pro yeast infection crowd,
judge.
He is your drive time leader.
I have jogged the whole time.
Yeah, you have a ways to go still. Where do you stand on somebody bringing an entire loaf of bread into our small refrigerator? It's uncalled for, right?
That's too much. No, it's work. You can bring two slices with meat in the middle.
He's slowing down, but he's got to run
Speaking
through the break.
Speaking of two slices.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.